evening.
Yes. You don't bite me. What are you doing, shaking my hand? How do you do? How do you do? Oh, you're smacking Mummy's hand, poor Mummy. How do you do? Yes. Oh, making Mummy clap her hands together. Clap, 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 clappity clap, clap, clap. Clap, 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 clap. Would you like some more banana?
No. Snap,
snap. Snap, snap. There we are. Right, you press down on this little slice of banana. Yes? Ooh. Twice as many as you really have. They feel nice and cold, they've been in the fridge.
Yes!
Here you are.
Beeps again. Beeps.
Nice and banana. I'll slice a strawberry for you as well.
Wash!
That's right, I'm washing the strawberry. A nice bright red strawberry, isn't it?
This?
Yeah?
And this?
Strawberry, banana, and grapes.
Grapes.
Is that nice? It's a box of tapes.
Oh, yeah!
Mummy's just opening them. trying to work out how to get the cellophane off, Thomas.
Look. Look.
It is, it's stuck, you're quite right. There we are. There we are, we've unwrapped them. How many are there?
Two.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Right there.
You just have one, hang on.
One more, right there.
One more. One more, and that's it. I'm taking the rest to Daddy now. They're Daddy's, aren't they?
Daddy's
tapes.
Daddy's
tapes. I'm eating strawberries now. Would you like another strawberry, Thomas? Another strawberry?
All done?
Yes, you seem to have eaten that one, don't you? There's one more in the fridge. Shall I give it a wash?
Wash.
That's a big strawberry, Thomas.
I know.
Look how many pieces.
Two.
Huge. Would you like some fruit juice as well? Fruit juice, there you are.
Fruit juice.
Those in the bin because they're empty now, aren't they? You like putting things in the bin, don't you? When Mummy came back from shopping today, you unpacked Mummy's bags and you put some receipts from Mummy's shopping in the bin, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, don't you say no, you did. You lifted the bin lid. Yes. And Mummy bought you a pair of socks, or two pairs of socks, and I hadn't even taken them out of the bag. And you were wandering around with them in your hand. Were they socks for Tommy?
No.
No, I think they were. And what else did you get? A hat and some sunglasses. Two pairs of socks, a hat and some sunglasses. And two books. What a lucky boy.
Nana's here.
Oh, bye-bye, Nanite. So what do you say?
Nana's.
You say, excuse me. What do you say? Excuse me. You say, excuse me. Just clearing the table. We washed your strawberries, now we've got to wash the dirty pots, haven't we?
No. A hat.
Well, in a minute, when we're finished. When you've finished your tea and you've had your hands wiped, then you can have a look at the hat.
Yeah.
But your hands are a bit sticky at the moment, aren't they?
No. It is.
You say, excuse me, please. What do you say? Excuse me.
Bananas.
Bananas. Is it a nice banana? Nice banana. Thomas, I wish we could throw things.
Help!
Help, help.
No.
That's Gordon on the yoga pot.
Boop, boop.
A picture of Gordon. One of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters on the yogurt pot. He's blue like Thomas, isn't he?
Boop, boop! Wash!
Wash, you wash steam everywhere. Percy and Henry are green, and Thomas and Gordon are blue, and James is red.
Wash. Help!
Help, help, yes, James says help, help, doesn't he? I'm not quite sure what colour Edward is.
Look.
Is he blue as well? Oh, I wasn't sure.
Boop boop. Boop boop. Boop boop. Boop boop. Boop boop. Boop boop. Whoosh. Boop boop. Can I?
Yes.
Back.
Help, help. Is that what James says?
No. Dad.
No, this is a hot kettle, Thomas. You can't pick that up, can you?
No.
Mummy's going to make herself a cup of tea.
Oh, tea.
Yes, a cup of tea. Well, I hope you know what you're talking about, Thomas, because I haven't a clue.
No.
That must be part of the Thomas the Tank Engine book that I've not read.
No.
Is that a bit that involves Gordon?
Boop, boop,
boop, boop.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Boop, boop.
Boop, boop. Whoosh. And then?
Yes.
Boop.
He's a blue engine, isn't he?
And up!
I think you're going to be good at cricket like your granddad, because you've got a good shot, haven't you? Well, you can throw things a long way.
No!
You can, but you're going to get into trouble, Thomas, if you keep throwing things down. Because either things will break, or you'll hit something when you're throwing things.
No!
You might, and you might hurt somebody as well.
No!
So you're going to have to just be a bit careful what you throw, aren't you? And you shouldn't throw food anyway.
No!
No, but it's all right sitting there saying no, but you carry on doing it, don't you? I don't know. What would Grandma say? Yes, she would, wouldn't she? So you just try and remember that when you're doing something naughty.
Mummy?
Yes?
Dada?
Yes. Daddy's upstairs.
Dada? Mama? Dada? Mama?
And Grandad, what would Grandad say? They'd all say the same, wouldn't they? Oh, Thomas, Thomas, they would say. Oh dear, oh dear. Daddy's chair. Is it Daddy's chair?
No. Oh, it's this.
It's you. My new boy.
Mummy?
Yes. Making Mummy clap her hands. Clap, clap, clap. Oh, look, I can see a grape there that you haven't eaten.
Lily.
Yes?
Straps. Straps.
Straps? Watch straps.
Straps.
Are you looking at the straps on Mummy's watch?
Shoes. Shoe.
Shoe. It's a watch strap.
Watch.
Strap.
Watch. Strap.
That's right. Watch strap.
Lily?
Yes?
Oh, Lily.
Oh, you're giving Mummy's hair a stroke. Oh. Are the grapes nice?
Yes. Who's nice?
And Mummy smells nice, does she? Look, Thomas, steady. No. Don't you rip it.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm glad I smell nice, but be careful.
No.
You nearly rip Mummy's blouse off then. Plus, you've got really dirty hands. Look at all the hand marks on Mummy's blouse now. Oh, dear, oh, dear. We'll have to give it a wash, won't we?
Nice.
Well, we have to wash Mummy's blouse. Because we've got little sticky prints, haven't we? Wash. 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 Is it dirty now? Oh, dear.
Glenn?
Yes? Mummy's trying to put the table back where it was before, but don't seem to be able to manage it.
No.
There, is that where Mummy's chair goes? And Daddy's chair? Does that look right?
Yeah, chair.
Yes. And whose chair is this?
What?
It's a white chair, but whose chair is it? Is it Thomas's chair? Does that belong to Thomas Henry? Does it? Yes. Well, we saw lots of Thomas the Tank Engine books today because she went into a bookshop.
Oh, shops.
A bookshop.
Chip shops.
Yeah, chip shop, but maybe went to a bookshop.
Me lose, me bash.
What was that?
What is this?
Sounds like a door closing. Very well, some juice. What did Mummy say about throwing things?
No.
She said no, didn't she?
No.
Mm. Hasn't stopped you though, has it? Mummy's pinching some of your biscuit. That's all right. Go on, listen. Can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear it?
No.
Right, have you finished with this fruit?
No.
You don't want any more?
A check! Oh dear, that. I bought a deer.
Poe is Poe. Oh, dear, oh dear. Gypsy and Poe are lying down on the floor, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
What's happened? Do you think they've fallen over or are they having a sleep?
Oh dear.
It's a mess, isn't it? Both of them lying on the floor. Do you think they've fallen over or do you think they're having a sleep? What does Thomas think? Put some soap on the sponge. I'm going to rub your hands. And to wash your hands.
With Poupée.
Poupée, yes, Poupée's on the face cloth, isn't he? There we are, let's wash your hands with lots of soap. It's nice. And this hand.
Soap.
Soap. That's right. Make them nice and clean.
Soap.
Let's wipe your face. You can always tell what you've been eating, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
All around your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tom.
Watch your...
A white truck. Oh yes, it's a white van, isn't it?
It is.
What's what then?
White truck.
It's a white truck.
White truck.
I think it's a van really. A van's a little bit smaller than a truck. You have cars. And then there are vans. And then there are trucks and lorries. There are some big lorries, aren't there?
White truck.
It's a white van. But it's the same as a truck. If you want to call it a truck, that's quite all right.
A truck.
Is it a dirty truck?
A truck.
It's really not that dirty, Thomas. I think it's just that...
Yeah, truck.
When white cars and vans and trucks go through the mud, they look more dirty than other cars, don't they?
Truck.
No. It's not too dirty, really, is it?
A truck. Oh dear, mess. Do. No.
What's the mess? The truck or the fact that the two Teletubbies have fallen over?
Oh dear.
I think it's more of a mess that the Teletubbies have fallen over, don't you?
A mess.
They might have hurt themselves. You'll have to go and have a look in a minute. Right, have we finished washing you down?
No.
No, you've got some pasta spilt on your trousers. Let's just wipe those. Well, Mummy washes her blouse. I think we'll have to put your trousers in the washing machine at the same time, won't we?
Truck.
White truck.
Oh says, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh, what's up? What's up?
White truck.
It is?
Your voice still sounds husky. You're feeling a bit better today, aren't you?
No.
I think you are, Taz.
A mess.
Oh, you are in a mess. Have you seen this? Dear, oh dear. I think we'll take your waistcoat off, Thomas, because it's filthy. Did you spill some of your food?
No.
Well, poor Thomas, you had a bib on and you did your best, didn't you? This time last week, we were at a party with Chloe and Daisy.
No.
And it was a beautiful sunny afternoon and we were playing outside. But you didn't feel all that well, did you? And you weren't really playing. You were just sitting at a table drinking all that juice. Do you remember drinking juice from all those coloured beakers?
Bush.
And you played in the sandpit as well, didn't you?
No.
Oh, and then on Monday you were poorly boy.
No.
You slept.
Oh dear, mess.
That's right, go and see the Teletubbies. Who is it that's on the floor? Which of the Teletubbies are on the floor, Thomas?
Oh dear.
Which ones? Oh, it's Po and Dipsy. Oh dear, give them a cuddle. And there's another Po as well. You have two Po's. That's right. Are you going to ask Dipsy how he is? Say hello, Dipsy. How are you? That's right. Well, you've given them all a kiss. That's nice. Are you going to ask them how they are?
Help, help!
Help, help?
No.
Do you want some help? Are they hurt?
No.
But you need a bit of help because they've fallen over.
Up! 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 Up!
Yes?
Up! Up!
Help, help. Shall we get the brush out and sweep some of these crumbs up?
Oh.
You want to help with the brush?
Okay.
Alright. Just let me do the main ones first and then you can go around afterwards. Look at the crumbs, they've all gone. Oh, that's clever, isn't it? It's a clever sweep of Tom's. Look at the brushes. The brushes are going round and round and all the crumbs have disappeared. Are you playing with a red glue? Sweeping away. Just drop it on the carpet, that's right. Let's have them finish now. I'll put them away. It's good, isn't it? You're a clever boy for helping Mummy clean the carpet.
No, I'm here.
Oh, goodbye. Yes, that's right. It's gone away now until the morning. We'll probably have to get it out at breakfast, won't we, when you've made a few crumbs on the floor with some toast.
Oh. And then?
Yes?
And this?
Well, those are your new sunglasses.
Yes.
And then? Let Mummy just pour herself a cup of tea and then we'll sit down together and have a look at them.
No.
Are they what you wanted? Table and chairs ready.
Ninetra!
Yes, Ninetra! Sit with you. Ninetra! Yes, okay, I'm coming. You're a very clever boy.
And then
tea! Yes, Mummy's brought a cup of tea with her. Just put it up here because it's quite hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want you getting burnt. Going to get a pair of scissors, then we can cut the tags off.
Oh, scissors! Oh, and then
yes,
scissors.
I'm going to snip it with the scissors. You really are a clever boy, Thomas. What's on the table? Right? I'm very impressed with that. Look at these sunglasses. They're from Mother Care and it says baby sunglasses. Oh no, he's got to hold the scissors, darling. No. Snip, snip, but they'll cut if you have them. Look, they're in a little white case. And they have fish. There are three fish swimming on the case.
Then?
That's right, let's turn them round.
Yeah.
There's a label on them and it says UV protection. That just means that your eyes won't be damaged by the sun. Oh, they're lovely. They've got green sides and blue frames. Now, don't bend them backwards. You don't do that. You just keep them as they are over your ears. Look at you. What a smart boy. Has everything gone dark? Has it all gone dark? Would you like to go and have a look in the mirror? Come on, let's go to the mirror and have a look and see what you look like. That's right, the handles go on top of your ears. That's right, now you've got some glasses like Mummy, haven't you? It means you can go out in the sun. Thomas is trying on his sunglasses, Daddy. Oh no, just because you've got your sunglasses on doesn't mean we're going for a walk. There's no sun anyway. Right, let me lift you up to the mirror. Look at that boy there. Who's that? What are they, Thomas?
Boo.
Boo. What are they? Are they sunglasses? Now you've got to take very good care of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
And when you're not wearing them, they have to go back in the case. So let's put them away now. Mm-hmm. So when we put them on, keep them on. That's it. Oh, you do look smart.
Yeah.
You do look smart.
Oh.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
It is?
Right. You're very gentle with them, won't you?
No.
That's right. Now let's fill them up and put them in away in the case, shall we? You like those. What a smart boy.
Ta-da. Yeah.
Night night. Are you going to put them away in the case? Well, you're fascinated with those, aren't you?
No.
You look lovely.
No.
Are they comfortable? No, don't do that, Tom. We should break them. Look at Mummy's glasses, right. Those are Mummy's glasses, those are Thomas's glasses. No, you've got to treat them very, very gently, Thomas.
Yeah.
You only fold the arms that way. Yes? Just fold the arms that way. You do what Mummy's doing. The other one can't really see what she's doing because she's taking her glasses off. But that's right, Mummy will put them on. There. How's that? And you put Mummy's on. Thomas, you mustn't bend the sides. Just keep them straight. There, you've got Mummy's glasses on. I bet they make your eyes feel funny though, don't they?
No.
Some more. You want to put them on again? That's right. Put them over your ears like that. There we are. Over your ears. Oh, you do look nice. What else did you get today? A new sun hat. Oh, look at this. Guess who it's got on the front?
Choo-choo's.
It's got a picture of Thomas the Tank Engine. It says Thomas the Tank Engine rolling along. Beep beep. It's nice.
Choo-choo.
Yes. You'll be set for your holidays now, won't you? Some swimming trunks and some shorts and some t-shirts. Some suntan cream. A hat and some sunglasses. Let's put your hat on. Oh, that's very trendy, wearing your sunglasses on your head.
No more.
Let's put your hat on.
Your name?
Yes. Steady now, steady. Right. Gosh, look at that, that's a smart hat. It's blue and yellow. Sunglasses are blue and green and the hat's blue and yellow. We'll see you coming, won't we? Daddy, just come and have a look at your son. And Daddy's coming from you. No, he's not coming downstairs. Come to the bottom of the stairs and show Daddy. Show Daddy what you look like. Right, look at Daddy. He's here.
Oh, you look smart. Got your sunglasses on your hat.
Oh, now what have I said about being gentle?
Really, Jack.
Yeah.
miniature.
I want you to sit back down on the chair.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
And then that.
It's alright. Mum's just going to go and put these labels in the bin for the tags. Pop the scissors away in the drawer.
Scissors. Oh no.
That's right. Scissors are all done.
I'm in a chair.
And you're going to have to wear your sunglasses now all day. Every day.
And then
yes,
miniature.
Miniature. Mummy will sit back on the chair. That's all right. Yes. That's fine. Come round here. Now, you've got to be very gentle with those glasses, haven't you?
No.
Thomas. No. Just watch. No. That's good. Put that all now. Oh no, mustn't bend them out like that.
No,
just be very gentle with the sides. He's a smart boy. He's a smart boy. What are they? Glasses? Sunglasses?
Oh dear.
Where are they? Have you put them somewhere safe? Can I show you something else you've got to be gentle with, Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? That's a toy pussycat, isn't it? Right. Let's have a look at the pussycat. She's got two eyes and a nose. Two ears and a head, and four legs, and a tail. Now that's right, now you're kissing her now. But you've got to be very, very gentle. This is like Purdy. Now, that's her tail. This is her tail. This is her tail. And you don't pull her tail.
No.
No. That's right, you kiss her gently. Thomas, that's her tail, and you don't pull her tail, do you?
No.
No. Because it'll hurt her, won't it?
No.
Look, you just stroke her. You pretend that's Purdy, and you just stroke the top of her head. Oh, Purdy. Oh, Purdy. I think if you did that with Purdy, she'd probably scratch you. But you know, if you picked her up by her tail and did that. Oh, poor pussycat. Poor pussycat. Go and get her. Go and get the pussycat and we'll talk about her again. Just listen. Purdy stays upstairs most of the time, doesn't she? Because sometimes you squeal a bit and I think you frighten her. Yes, you do that, and it's a frightening noise for a pussycat. Now I think Purdy wants to be your friend because she doesn't run away when you come down, does she?
No.
No, she stays. And she'd like to be your friend, but sometimes you just squeal and she doesn't like it. So if you could learn to just stroke her head, just her head. Can you hear her purring? Yes. If you could just learn to stroke Purdy very gently like that, she'd purr like this toy cat purrs. Oh, you found the sunglasses again. They're nice, aren't they? Oh, look at you. What do you think Dipsy looks like with his sunglasses? You going to go and try them on Dipsy? The other way. The other way. Turn the glasses around the other way, Thomas. Oh. Is it Dipsy?
Oh dear.
Oh dear, you've pressed Dipsy's tummy and he started to talk, hasn't he? And now you've pressed Po's tummy and she's talking. They're both talking, aren't they? What were the Teletubbies saying to you? That's right, you put the sunglasses on Po. Let Po sit on Mummy's knee. That's right, Po can sit on Mummy's knee. And you put the sunglasses on her very gently. That's right. Look, the sides go over her ears. And that sits on her nose. Look at Po with glasses on. Now Po can go out in the sun, can't she? They're upside down, Thomas. They're upside down. They're upside down. There we are. What have you got? Oh, two yogurt pots. Are you bashing them together?
And then?
Yes. Oh, what a noise. What a noise. What a noise. Mummy's going to sit and have a cup of tea now. Is that your hairbrush? Your hairbrush? And what colour is the hairbrush?
Yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue. Good boy. Oh, I think if you start brushing a balloon with your hairbrush, it'll go pop. Won't it? I think it will go pop. We've got one more box to open, haven't we? We've opened the sunglasses and we've taken the label off the hat. What else have we got? That's right, you're clearing a space. Clearing a space by throwing everything on the floor.
Snip, snip. Snip,
snip. Snip, snip. Yes, we don't need the scissors to open this, do we?
No.
This isn't really very exciting for you, Thomas.
Okay.
There's the box. It's a blue box. It's quite exciting for Mummy. Because this is something that Mummy can stick on the patio door so that when the door's open, if it happens to be pulled by you, it's not going to trap your fingers, is it? Now let's see what it says because I'm not sure how to do it. There you see, I don't think you found that very exciting, did you?
No.
But Mummy did. No, I don't think the box makes a good hat for Mummy's head, really, do you?
No.
Is that what you were trying to do, put it on Mummy's head?
No.
I think your friend Daniel's Mummy wanted something for her door as well, so if this works, we'll have to tell Daniel about it, won't we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so you're making poo, Turok.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to talk back to Poe?
Nice.
Oh, thank you. Does Mummy smell nice? Does Mummy smell nice?
Oh.
No, don't touch the fire guard.
No.
Would you like a sip of tea? Mmm. Oh, is that good? What are you drinking, Thomas? What are you drinking? No.
Tea.
More tea. Oh, steady now, steady. You need to spill it. And then shoes. Yes, it was a little drop of tea on Mummy's shoes, didn't we? That's it. Just gently, little sips. Is that nice? Are you going to sit on the floor and read your book?
Moo!
With some cows?
No.
You've shown Mummy what's in the book.
A mess!
A mess, oh dear. I don't think he's a mess really, I think he's just had his face painted, hasn't he? He does look a bit strange, I admit. What else is in the book?
This. Oh.
Those are some people, aren't they?
Oh. Oh.
What can you see? What can Thomas see?
Oh, yes. And then?
Yes.
Wolf. A blue ball. Blue ball. Big ball.
What? What can you see? What can you see, Thomas? What can you see out of the window? Yes?
No, is there!
Knock, knock, who's there? Are you knocking on the window? I don't think there's anybody there, is there?
Oh.
We'll show Daddy the doorknob when he comes down. He can fit it, can't he?
Daddy?
Yes? Are you making the rocking chair rock?
Daddy?
Is Thomas making the rocking chair rock? Children. What's the little boy holding?
A ball.
A football. Lots of children, aren't there? Are they children or are they babies?
Poof. No.
Yes.
Poof.
What's poo?
Poo.
You mean Poe? Because it's red.
Poo!
Poo! Oh, does she not smell now? Very nice.
No. Oh. Is this?
Oh, that's a picture of some children making pictures. Now you do that, don't you?
Is this?
That that's paint. What does Thomas do? He puts some aprons on him and some paint on your hands and you make finger paints, don't you?
Like this, in the bath.
That's right, it's a big splash. Some children playing in the bath.
Big splash.
Big splash.
Two babies.
That's a little girl giving her dolly a bath. Are you saying it's two babies? It's a little girl bathing her dolly. Look, it shows you all the things you can do in the bath. You can scrub your nails with a nail brush. You can sail a boat on a bubbly sea. You can blow some foamy bubbles. And you can give Dolly a bath too. And look at all these cleaning jobs. Would you like to come and sit on Mummy's knee? What do you think?
This Mummy's knee now.
Would you like to sit on Mummy's knee?
Brush.
That's right, it's a brush. Look, cleaning up. That little girl's tidying up a toy box. That's what you can do in a few minutes. And she's putting away her books. Look, that little boy's dusting his train. And that little girl's sweeping up with a dustpan and brush. And that little girl's sweeping the floor with a long handle broom. This little girl's washing her dolly's clothes. We've got to wash our clothes tomorrow, haven't we?
Yes.
That's a vacuum cleaner. What do you call a vacuum cleaner?
Shh.
What do you call a vacuum cleaner? Shh. You say new new, don't you?
Lulus.
New news.
Lemon.
Yes.
Alice. Juice.
Can you see some juice?
Blue.
A balloon, they're throwing a balloon, aren't they?
It's
a red balloon.
This.
That's a little boy digging in the sand. Now, we've just been talking about some holidays, haven't we? Because, if you remember, Mummy said you had shorts and a t-shirt like these children are wearing. And sunglasses. Look at that little boy with his sunglasses. And all the children are wearing hats.
Like this.
That's a little boy wearing sunglasses.
Like this.
Now have you noticed when he's got his sunglasses on, he's just leaving them where they are, isn't he?
Like this.
He's not taking them on and off.
Like this.
That's a white mark on his face because Daddy's dabbing some sun cream on the little boy's nose because otherwise he might get burnt with the sun. When you go out in the sun, we dab cream on your nose, don't we? And where's the picture of the ice cream?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought you might spot that one.
Again?
That's some children dressing up.
Mum.
Yeah, she's riding a bicycle, isn't she? Can you see a picture of Dobbin? Can you see a little girl riding a horse like your Dobbin?
Like this.
There's Dobbin, look. There's Dobbin.
Like this.
It's a tricycle.
Like this.
There's some girls dancing. This is an action song. She's saying, I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. When the kettle's boiling, hear me shout. Tip me up and pour me out. We sang that actually at nursery, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago? Do you remember the teapot song?
Like this.
It's a picture of a donkey.
No.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. When the kettle's boiling, hear me shout. Tip me up and pour me out.
Like this?
No,
heard of some children playing in water. There's an umbrella. The umbrella's stopping the rainwater falling on the children's head. And the Wellingtons are stopping the little girl's feet getting wet when she's splashing in the puddles. Look, she's saying splish, splash, splosh. Splish, splosh, splash.
Big splash.
Big splash. And those children are in a paddling pool, playing with a bucket, aren't they? And that little girl's got a yellow watering can like yours. Exactly like yours. And she's watering the plants. Look at these children dancing. Do you think they're dancing and singing?
Moses.
Those are some children helping in the kitchen, aren't they? This little boy is helping his daddy to do the washing up. And this little girl is helping daddy dry up the dishes. And that little boy has been rolling some pastry with a rolling pin and he's cutting out some shapes. You do that with your Play-Doh, don't you?
Moses.
And that little boy is helping his mummy mix a cake.
Moses.
It's a little boy helping his mummy. Did you help your mummy in the kitchen with a wooden spoon and a bowl?
Moses.
Do you remember making those chocolate crispy cakes a few weeks ago? You're a lovely boy, aren't you?
Moses.
That's a little boy helping his daddy wash up.
Like this.
That's a little girl playing with a mummy.
Like this.
She's probably holding a mummy's hand and then they're going to do some jumping. You do some jumping, don't you?
Oh, poop. Boop.
Yes?
Boop.
Bump.
Like this. Like this.
That's a red bean bag.
Like this. Poo-poo. Then.
Yes.
Boo.
Are you playing peepo with the people in the book?
Peepo.
Peepo, you're hiding your face.
Poo-poo.
Peepo.
Peepo.
Are we going to go now?
No. Oh.
Are you going to say bye-bye? Are you going to say bye-bye to the children in the book?
I got a scene in the bus. Oh.
Thank you. Have we finished with the book now? Yes, it's Purdy. That's right, you put the book back where we found it. It's a good boy. It's a clever boy. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good boy.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye-bye, book. Right, we're just going to let Purdy out. Do you want to go out, Pompet? You don't touch your tail, do you? What did Mummy just say about tails?
No,
you don't touch tails. If you do touch her, you just touch her very, very gently to give her a stroke. No, Thomas, no.
The only type of stroke you'll give Purdy is not a very nice stroke the way you're going, because you're frightening her. No, leave her, leave her. Come on, puss, let's feed you. Right, let Purdy just eat her food, Thomas. Now, you on, puss, you get on with eating that. Nice.
Nice.
We leave Purdy to eat her dinner in peace, shall we? Just leave Purdy a few moments, darling.
And that's here.
This is just something Mummy's turning off.